Spring is a time of renewal, so why not refresh your home with a little help from Blinds.com? We make getting custom window treatments a minor project with major impact. Choose from premium blinds, shades, and shutters. We even have options for your patio, too. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. There's no pushy salespeople in your home or inflated showroom prices. Our design experts can help you find the perfect window treatments on your schedule. We'll even send free samples directly to you. Plus, we can handle the measuring and installation for you. Unlimited window treatments installed for just one low cost. And with Blinds.com, you'll always get transparent pricing. No hidden fees. Our free shipping and 100% satisfaction guarantee can put the spring back into your step. And into your home, too. Shop Blinds.com right now and save up to 45%. Up to 45% off for a limited time at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
We're going to have to play our best game of the year. I mean, this is a toughest opponent all year. You know, we're playing a team that's very talented. They make it to this point for a reason, and we got to do everything we can do to get the win. I mean, this is a football team that's been playing really well. Good on offense. They got a very good defense, good front. Been very healthy. It's going to be a very tough game.
That's Tom Brady yesterday talking about the matchup with the Eagles. We're back live from Chiggs in South Philly. Marks and Reese, have you heard the news? Chiggs and Pete's is coming to Malvern. Want to join a winning team at Chiggs and Pete's Malvern? Go to ChiggsandPete's.com for details on the new Malvern locations. So there you go. All right, let's hit the phones, Ike. Let's go to Chris in Delaware. Chris, go ahead. What up?
Hey, guys. Hope everything's going well. So just to start off, I think like a bit ago, you guys were talking about the halftime show, and I don't know who exactly said it, but someone said Eminem was washed. I'm 18.
Oh, that was Jack.
Yeah, Jack. So I'm 18. I didn't really get the prime of him, but I've just got to say, he is still Slim Shady, and he's still Rap God. Other than everyone else out there playing around, washed up in the halftime show, Eminem will do his part of putting on a show.
He'll be weird, too, probably, which is... Remember that time he was in the booth with Musburger and Kurt Herbstreit? He was very odd.
That's one way to put it.
Yeah. I can't wait to see what it's like. I'm excited for it just because they're guys that I'm fans of, you know?
So, yeah. Anyway. Other than that, just two things on football. One, the Chargers and Raiders game. That was the best way to end the season. They both went out there, played their hearts out. Things didn't go the way some fans wanted it. Things went some ways. It's just what a great game to end with. Overtime, winning field goal to end overtime. Just a great way to end the NFL season.
And yeah, I wish it would have been a tie. Derek Carr even after the game had said that it changed the way that he admitted it changed the way that they finished the drive and they ended up getting the first down and kicking the field goal. I mean, just for like if that game would have ended in a tie and the Raiders would have more or less just kind of ran it into the ground and accepted the tie. I mean, the conversation today regarding it would have been great. You already said it earlier in the show that you would have felt a certain way if the Raiders were okay with being.
As a football fan, I didn't like that. Yeah, as just a casual fan, I mean, the last thing I want to see is two teams that have played their hearts out the way that they played their hearts out to just somehow now kneel on the ball and don't even try to win when there's now if there was no other team involved. That would be impacted, then fine. But there's another team that played their hearts out too and won a game on the road that all they're doing is waiting on one of you two to win the game.
And the only way they miss the playoffs is if you tie.
Is if you tie the game. And the only way that would be a tie is if you literally laid down and tied the game. So I did not want to see that. Either you kick the field goal and make it or miss it and the game ends in a tie. Or you kicked the
tried to
yeah,
win
exactly. But you tried to win the game. That's what I wanted to see.
Right. And they
That's
did.
What I want to see.
And
yes.
The Raiders, whether or not they would have done it, depending on, I mean, because honestly, at that point, and maybe it was an ill-timed timeout, but Staley's trying to get the stop. Like, he's actually still playing, which might have ended up costing him. But he takes the timeout because he wants to put a. He felt like his defense was the wrong defense against what was going to be a running play. Didn't end up working out for him,
right?
Because they gained 10 yards, but Staley was still anticipating the Raiders were going to play. Mm-hmm. So let's go to Mad Mike. Mad Mike probably jubilant today as we start Eagles playoff week. Mad Mike, how are you?
Oh, yeah. I love just hearing everybody, all the positivity, and Elliot Shore Park saying, this team's about to become elite. And oh, my God. I can't handle it. Like, I can't. Like, every time Elliot talks about this team, I want to just turn the radio off.
Kind of like when you call.
I mean, elite. Like, can we, like, use those words for actual, like, good teams? Like, I don't know.
He does go. He goes over the top with the elite stuff and
right.
all of that.
And, and when our coach is making up his own metrics and then saying it's like, you know,
yes.
gospel, and we got idiots like OG Wade saying, spitting it out verbatim like that makes any sense. Yeah, well, I'm the greatest project manager in history based on my own metrics. You should just quote that.
Like, right, and it's fun because you get the reporters that are putting it out there. Because I even ask them, like, so what is this per? Like, is this Pro Football Focus? Or how do they define, it's 16 yards or more? And it's like, hold on, how the hell is that an explosive play?
I'm an expert at football.
It's a Nick Sirianni stat.
Yeah, Nick Sirianni.
Awesome.
Hey, guys, look how good I am. I made up my own stat. Moron.
So, like, hold on. Mike, hang on. This is a playoff week, man.
That's right.
Well, you know what? Let's see what happens. But, well, don't come crying to me when Jalen Hurts fails you. And then everybody's like, oh, man, he's not as good as we thought he was. Like, there's way too much positivity this week.
Or maybe they look good. I mean, what do you think of the game on Monday?
I think we're going to lose.
And surprise.
Yeah, I mean, like, honestly, Tom Brady could go into the stands, pull out four dudes, and have better wide receivers than we do. Like, we're not winning this game. They're not winning this game, and everybody's going to be like, oh, yo, we're still going to be an elite team because Elliot Shore Park said so.
Like, man, there's nobody saying that. Elliot's the only one saying it,
all right? And all last week, people are out of their minds. I've heard some people saying that we could match up well against Green Bay. Are you out of your mind?
We had a caller.
I'm sorry. I can't. I listen.
Mike, this
and
is
I...
what fans do. Mike, this is what fans do. Fans get a
stupid
fan. No. See, here's the thing, and here's where you're wrong. Beat it. Here's where you're wrong. That you have fans that aren't like us, mm-hmm. where we're negative and we're so they're not good enough and we're predicting losses and things like that. There are fans that actually, like for example, when I was how old? I guess I was like 19. And the Eagles won a playoff game against Lomas Brown and the Lions, and they played the Cowboys. I actually thought that team with Rodney Pete as the quarterback in that roster, I thought that team could win a Super Bowl.
Mm-hmm.
And that team wasn't good enough to win a Super Bowl. But I actually, like, I didn't look at it and say this team has no chance to win, blah, 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 blah.
Right.
Not every fan from every fan base has a realistic view of what their team is. Some just go out there and they root for their team and they have an unrealistic expectation.
Yeah, which is totally understandable. That's what fans do. I mean, that's what fans do. That's the beauty of being a fan, is that you support your team, and even when no one else thinks you have a chance to win, you're there rooting for your squad. I mean, the Eagles were what? They were damn near 7-point underdogs in that Super Bowl. Weren't very many people who thought the Eagles could win that Super Bowl. And they so, you know, once that happened, this fan base has always adopted that mentality of why not us? Anything can happen. No one thought we could win the Super Bowl. So that has sort of changed the mindset of the fan base of always expecting something bad to happen, the other shoe to drop. And now, you know, since they won that game, it's suspending all disbelief and saying, you know what, why not us? We got in, why not us? So I think that's just where fans are. Like I said, I think we're starting off with the bar being high and everybody being excited. I think the longer we talk about the game, as the days go by the time we get to Friday, you know, Angelo will be nervous. He'll be done switched his whole thing.
Is that where he's going to be?
Oh, yeah. He'll be done switched his whole thing. Tom Brady. You know, Al is rooting for Tom Brady as a Brady fan. So I just think as you get closer to the game, you'll get more of a nervous energy. And then on game day, I mean, just listen, let them kick the ball off. It's 1 o'clock.
And let's go.
Let's see what we got.
Well, it's like you said earlier, this isn't a high-pressure situation for the Eagles going into a playoff game, right? Like, they should go down there with confidence, like, hey, what do we care?
Mm-hmm.
We're not picked to win. No one thinks we're going to actually win. Let's go out there and let's lay it on the line and try to get something.
That's what I would say. I mean, if I'm Nick Sirianni and I'm talking to the team, yeah, that's sort of the message that I'm putting out there. And we just sit in here, and it's the calm before the storm. Nobody's going to be picking us this week. We don't have to do a whole lot of talking. We're not going to win the game in the paper or in the media, you know. But we let this thing simmer, and we just do the work. We keep our head down. We do the work. And when 1 o'clock comes Sunday, we unload. We give them everything we got. Because if they think they're getting through this game without fighting for it, they got another thing coming. That should be the mindset. Yep. That should be the mindset. Like, we're going to make you earn this. Like, we've all been in fights. Well, not Jack. Most of us have been in fights at some point in our lives.
Hell.
When we were younger. And every once in a while, you come up against an opponent that's probably going to get the best of you. You already know that, too. You know that. But guess what? Ain't no running. Ain't no hiding. Because I'm coming back to this playground, and you ain't running me off my block. Mm. So you're going to have to whoop me.
Yeah,
because I'm coming. And so that's the mindset you have. And, you know, you take your lumps. As long as you get a couple licks in there yourself, hey, you got something to talk about.
Yeah, I mean,
you got something. You might lose the battle, but as long as you get a few in yourself, hey, you got something to feel good about.
Sirianni's very good at being bland, right? Mm-hmm. Like, if you listen to him at his press conferences, the two that he's done here in the last 24 hours on with Angelo, he's just very – yeah, you don't really change the process, and it's this, you know, it's another game, and we don't look at it any differently than any other game. And like,
yeah, I don't know what that message is all about, because I ain't buying that.
So, I mean, so is that the message publicly, and then privately,
I guess,
it's saying like, hey, no one believes, because I would do the no one believes we think that thinks we can win this game.
Oh, yeah.
Like, it's us against
it's
the
classic,
world.
It's classic, yes, classic us against the world.
Right.
Yeah, blueprint for motivation this
huge
week.
Huge underdog, Tom Brady.
Yes.
Already played him once this year, and they got the better of you, right?
Yep.
Like, and publicly be very, like, blah, blah, blah.
Yeah.
But no.
Yeah, I mean, I wouldn't be doing the whole it's another game thing.
No.
Yeah, no, because first of all, that seems disrespectful to Tampa.
Mm. Interesting. Yeah, I got it.
Well, you know that dude down there is looking for any edge.
Ooh, anything.
You know, anything to tick him off.
Yeah.
We want to keep trotting out there. Yeah, this is another game. We're approaching this like we approach every game.
Mm.
I understand the idea behind it, that you're not going to do anything any differently. And you, yeah, I don't want to hear that. Yeah, I want you to do something differently. You're not playing Taylor Heineke and Garrett Gilbert and Jake Fromm. It's not who we're playing Sunday. So the idea that we're just going to approach this game like we approach those other four games that we played.
No, they need the kitchen sink to win.
Damn.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify is got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
Oh, it's such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Damn right. That's the way I'm looking at it. Yeah.
let's go to Black Gritty.
I'm looking at it.
Black Gritty, what's up, buddy? How are you?
First things first, I'm taking Georgia tonight. I'm against you. Idol's going to fall tonight. Secondly,
you think Todd's falling tonight, huh?
I really do. They're missing some key people out there. They're missing some key people. Mad Mike, can we get a loop of all his calls this year, pregame, postgame, like the Monday calls and the Friday calls, and just send it over to Sirianni to play in the locker room during practice? Like, that. You want some motivation? You want some nobody believes in us? Just run the whole Mad Mike.
Just run Mad Mike.
Well, I mean, hell, Embiid did it. Embiid listens to that phone call before he plays big games.
Straight up and down. Because, I mean, at some point, you just got to be happy in the moment. At least your team is doing something important. But anyway, right now, we are in a good position. Besides the fact that we lost J.J. as like a white side, how are we going to win this game without J.J.? Who's going to block on the running play?
That's right.
He's the best wide receiver running. Our running game is downhill now. We just
lost the best blocking wide receiver in football, man.
History, you know. So he that game, I didn't care nothing about that game. When he dropped that ball, I was livid. I was so mad at myself for being mad because I was calm the whole time. You know what I mean? He was like, "Oh, the Eagles front, like, it's the backup, bro. Stop. You don't know nothing about football."
Yeah, but that was bad.
But when he dropped that, I was like, "Oh my god!" Oh. Bonus tip for myself. I won $300. And, you know, I've made the bet. I bet that Smith was going to be the rookie receiving record holder. Phone blinged up, sent me some free money. I was like, thank you.
Did you remember you had that bet? When did you place that bet?
I haven't placed the bet in 3 weeks. I won $1,800 3 weeks ago. I shut it down for the year. I said, I'm done. I'm up. So I'm just done for the season. And then bonus check came on in there. So I was excited about that. He deserves it. He earned it. And like you said, records pass in a year, so you'll never remember, he did it in 12 games, 14 right. games, 16 games. It doesn't matter. The record is the record. It is what it is. But I don't like Wardell. You know this. The other player that I don't like as much as him is Tom Brady. I can't stand that lucky son of a gun. I want to beat him with all my heart. And guess what? We get to go against him without a whole bunch of weapons. We got an opportunity. Give me 3 fullbacks in there. Let's run this ball down their throat. Keep the ball out of his hands. And my goodness, can we pick up a linebacker off the street at a grocery store? I heard it works.
Somebody.
Well, Kurt Warner. Somebody. Give me somebody out here to play linebacker against this little short, dink and dunk throws that he's going to try to destroy us with.
Yep.
Guess what? It's a great week. It's a playoff week. Mad Mike, stay mad. just don't change nothing. You're doing your job. And stop taking notes. He takes notes on everybody calls and turns one person into the whole fan base. One person says something. He's like, everybody says something.
Everybody's listening to Elliot. Yeah.
Exactly. It's crazy. I've talked to you. Last thing. Johnny Marks, you need to get a new headshot, brother. I know the only person in the world that loves that old headshot of you is your wife.
No, she doesn't.
The ladies off.
She said the same thing.
You out here looking slim fit, all your new outfits, your clothes, your button up. Man, you get a new headshot, bro. You out there looking good to speak. Show people. Get a new headshot. I talk to you.
I do. No, she said the same thing. See ya. My wife said, it's like, you got to get a new headshot. Like, what are you doing? And I'm like, yeah, I know I do. But, you know, it's not exactly one of these things that you're like, you schedule it. I don't know. Like, help me out here for a second. By the way, Arthega Whiteside having finger surgery, according to Tim McManus.
I'm telling you, man.
That's why he dropped it.
Bad finger. I'm not even saying anything, man.
Play still.
Like, some of these injuries shouldn't even be listed, man.
I mean, because Eagles didn't even tweet out what the injury was. Yeah,
I need my hand severed off before I miss a game, man. And then to put a finger on there, man, come on,
the
man.
The playoffs.
Exactly.
Come on, dude. Nobody wants to see him out there.
God, no.
At this point, we didn't want to block him.
Yeah, you'll miss him Sunday.
Yeah. When we can't get to the edge in the running game and get around that edge, man, because Devontae's out there blocking.
Oh, and Tyree Jackson.
Tyree,
who was Wade from Chester's secret playoff weapon when he called it.
He was looking
week.
Pretty good. He got a touchdown on
Saturday. No, it wasn't
Saturday.
Looking pretty good.
Relax.
And he tore his ACL, so we feel bad for him. He caught that ball. He looked like me out there catching the ball. Didn't know what the hell to do with it. Started running the wrong way and then freaked out and flew on the ground. I've never seen anything like it.
Never. With you.
I've never seen anything like it. I couldn't believe it.
At least run to the out of bounds. Like most guys, when they get the ball, don't know what to do. They head towards the sideline. He was headed back the other way, like he wanted to get a ball back to Gardner.
I know. It's like, you know what it was. It was like when you're playing like youth league basketball, and the worst kid on the team gets the ball, and he's scared to death, and he just starts.
Yeah,
you run
Timmy the other way. Timmy the other way. His mom and dad is over there like, oh, look at my baby. Running the wrong way.
Starts freaking, but he tore his ACL, and I felt so bad.
I did, too,
see the athleticism there for him, but, man, I was expecting a little bit more. This guy's been on the octave. He's been on the roster the whole year.
He still looks like a basketball player playing football.
Dude, they should have just IR'd him.
Yeah.
Well, I guess he couldn't have practiced if they did that anyway. I mean,
we'll be back next year.
Everybody that thought that Herb also was counting on him to be the
Tyree, yeah,
to
Herb
be the
was.
Secret weapon.
How about this? Did you see this with Ben Simmons?
No.
Ben Simmons, the Sixers are reportedly not finding Ben Simmons.
So now they're not finding Ben Simmons.
Fulfills team obligations as he fulfills team obligations such as training sessions and team meetings, as well as continuing to meet with mental health specialists. Wow.
So maybe they really are trying to get him to come back.
I mean, not finding him is a way to get him to not come back.
I guess. Yeah, I mean, we didn't think that he was getting fined this whole time because he would have been fighting
he
back.
He would have been
against,
mad, yes.
He's not giving up the salary.
No.
Without fighting and doing all this other stuff. So there's that. Also, some NFL news from today. Matt Nagy and the GM Ryan Pace in Chicago
out.
Get fired. No surprise there. Mike Zimmer and Rick Spielman in Minnesota both get fired.
That's where Doug goes. I think Doug goes to Minnesota.
So I saw a lot of people speculating that. See, like, they're going to hire a GM first, then the GM's going to hire a
head coach.
Head coach. Cousins is going to be there next year. Mm-hmm. He's under contract. The money's guaranteed. So, yeah, I mean, you have a lot of weapons around Cousins.
I tell you what, man. I got to be honest with you. I don't like how this feels for Doug.
About not getting another job?
Yeah. And here's why. Doug is a Super Bowl winning coach. An organization, in most cases, would be lucky to get a Super Bowl winning coach 3 or 4 years removed from winning that Super Bowl. First of all, it's hard to find one available that soon after winning the Super Bowl. But most organizations would want a guy who has that on his resume. And I say that to say, Doug's been out there, and it's only Jacksonville so far as who's brought him in. And we'll see if he gets interviews with other teams. But the fact that Jacksonville is still interviewing people when a Super Bowl winning coach is available to them is surprising to me. It doesn't bode well for Doug.
I agree.
Right? Like. What it says is that he was up early, one of the first ones, and he didn't wow the owner because the owner had the opportunity to say, I don't want him to interview with anybody else. He's the guy.
Yep.
Not continue to interview other guys. I understand the Rooney rule, but like Doug Peterson as a former Super Bowl winning coach should be at the top of people's list.
So if you remember when he interviewed for the Eagles job, they immediately called Tom Coughlin and said, hey, can we interview you? Is that how it went? Like, they made some phone calls after they interviewed Doug. Mm-hmm. I don't know if he does an interview well. I mean, the difference is he's had success in this league.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Back then he was unknown.
Yep.
And he has a full-blown resume now.
And it's not just the one Super Bowl year. He's in the playoffs
three of the four years. 3 of the 4 years, yeah. So
it should mean something. I agree with you when – and it's not just that they started interviewing other candidates. It's just there was no follow up with,
right?
Yeah, they were intrigued by Doug, and they're going to continue their search. But like, there was nothing. It was pretty much the interview. You heard nothing else about it.
Yeah, I'm just, and again, maybe some of these other teams would be interested, and I think they should be. I guess you can't take Jacksonville. I mean, Jacksonville is a. I mean, other than Trevor Lawrence, Jacksonville is – you're destined to go there and not be successful.
I agree with you.
Chicago, you're destined to go there and not be successful. Minnesota, not as much pressure. Zimmer, he's been up there. How long he been there?
I think seven.
7 years.
They had some success up there. They were a
but really only had the 1 year, though, where they were really good. That was with Case Keenum. Yeah. I mean, he signed off on Kirk Cousins, and it's been a disaster.
Ever since, yeah.
So – I would like that spot for him, but what do they do with the Raiders' job? This guy may wind up keeping the job in Vegas.
I think he's kept the job,
right?
At least for another year.
Got him in the playoffs.
Yeah, I mean, and the guys clearly respond to him.
Play for him, Houston.
And then Brian Flores gets fired. Which,
I can't believe
which
that.
Which no one saw.
Yeah.
That wasn't even mentioned as a possible.
Yeah, you wouldn't have thought. I mean, listen, they started off bad, and he finished up the season 8-1. In their last 9 games.
First team in history to lose 7 straight and win 7 straight in the same season. I mean, geez. But, they turned it around. Tua looks like that he possibly could
looks
end up
decent.
Being.
Yeah,
he looked all right. Need to put a good roster around him. But,
I don't know why they got rid of the coach. And unless there is some differences of opinion behind the scenes.
So, what the owner of the Dolphins says was that it wasn't, and I'm paraphrasing here, that it wasn't like a the working relationships among everybody, I guess the front office and the coach, wasn't what they were looking for. Him speaking about this might be a Deshaun Watson thing where he wasn't embracing the Dolphins going all in on trying to get Deshaun Watson. Mm. He may have been like, I don't need the circus that surrounds that. And if the owner's dead set on trying to go after him, then.
Right. Right. Yeah.
Well, what's funny is that Deshaun Watson wanted to go there because of Brian Flores. And I was like,
how does that work?
Yeah, like Rap Sheet tweeted that out.
Man, who knows what they're doing? Who knows?
Yeah.
It's not for Jim Harbaugh, though. A lot of people initially thought Jim it was Harbaugh. The higher. Harbaugh, he's going to end up going back to Michigan now, a lot of people think.
Oh, yeah. It's just, strictly for him.
So this was all
to get the contract. Yeah.
This was to get this money back.
You got a couple other coaches in that conference signed those 10-year deals, and he's looking at it like, hold on. I'm the one who just played in the college football playoffs and won the Big Ten. And I didn't realize he took a pay cut at the beginning of the year.
And he wasn't happy about it.
Of course
they gave
not.
Him an extension, but he was making like $5 million a year on the extension.
Right.
As opposed to, I think he was making eight or something. Yeah.
Yep.
Yeah, so he had to kind of grovel and take less money to come back. And now he wants that money back.
Exactly.
Then some.
Yeah. Yeah.
Then some.
Wow.
215-592-9494. Marks and Reese. All your phone calls coming up next. Top 5 at 5.
Yeah, I can't even think of any other. Like, I guess the OC in Dallas.
Kellen Moore.
Yeah, I'm trying to think of like who else the hell could be a good coaching candidate.
Maybe.
If they go coordinator.
He seems like he kind of cooled off this year.
He did.
Yeah. Bieniemy's interviewing with Denver.
They're going to just interview Eric Bieniemy every year and not give him a job?
Yeah, someone hire him.
I can't believe they keep doubling down on defensive coaches. Like, they've hired, like, 3 straight.
Yeah, which is, listen, that hasn't worked out for them. And Joe Judge, by the way, is coming back.
The coach who didn't get fired. How the hell did that happen? Glad he's staying, though.
Inside the 5-yard line, he did a quarterback sneak on 2nd and 3rd down because he was so scared of running a real play.
He's a loser.
And you can only do that with Brian Lewerke out there. Any other veteran quarterback would have looked to the sideline like, what? Are you sure you want us to run this?
It is. Thank God he's coming back. Thank you, Giants fans. 215-592-9494. Your phone calls. Top 5 at 5 with Jack. What does he have in store for us? That's coming up
what
next.
What does he? Game balls?
Yeah, I hope.
No, there's no. Or blames.
Yeah, nobody cares.
Who
about
cares?
That. The only people that care about that game are the Cowboys and Cowboys fans, because we don't. Yep. All right, that's coming up next live from Chickies. Don't go anywhere. Hey, listen, 40 days up to 40 pounds. Say it with me. 40 days up to 40 pounds. With NJ Diet, it only takes 40 days to lose 20 to 40-plus pounds. And since NJ Diet is a contractually guaranteed money-back program, you have nothing to lose. Absolutely nothing to use. NJ Diet uses bioenergetically personalized supplements based on your hair, saliva, and blood work that balances your hormones, where the side effect is weight loss. Then NJ Diet uses DNA testing to create your ideal diet plan and workout regimen to keep it off. NJ Diet, all natural, no shots, no hormones, no prepackaged foods, no surgery. And with offices close by in Princeton, Cherry Hill, and King of Prussia, and now open in Newark, Delaware. Or from home, anytime. Live online video consultations from home. Start your new journey this new year by calling them now. 855-5NJ-DIET. 855-5NJ-DIET. Or go to the website, njdiet.com. That's njdiet.com. 40 days, up to 40 pounds.
Spring is a time of renewal, so why not refresh your home with a little help from Blinds.com? We make getting custom window treatments a minor project with major impact. Choose from premium blinds, shades, and shutters. We even have options for your patio, too. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. There's no pushy salespeople in your home or inflated showroom prices. Our design experts can help you find the perfect window treatments on your schedule. We'll even send free samples directly to you. Plus, we can handle the measuring and installation for you. Unlimited window treatments installed for just one low cost. And with Blinds.com, you'll always get transparent pricing. No hidden fees. Our free shipping and 100% satisfaction guarantee can put the spring back into your step. And into your home, too. Shop Blinds.com right now and save up to 45%. Up to 45% off for a limited time at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.